The Indie Blues, new single from the Walk-Offs from Texas. What did we start that with? Well, we did some Pretenders for Rosie, Tattooed Love Boys, Mystery Achievement. Then we played Misfits, Somebody Want Misfits, and I played American Psycho. And then the Laces, Be With You, Alex Chilton in there with A Girl Like You. Then the Trogs, who sang that before, Lost Girl. And then the Walk-Offs. You know the rest. Have a request? Well, hold it, because I have a live band right here. And oh my God, this guy's whipping his dick out.
You can't say that, man.
I just did. It scared me. No, it was just his fingers. Don't worry about it. It was just his fingers. Scared me for a second, though. You are the high end. Are you ready to go?
Yeah, I think we're the high end.
All right. It's all yours. Go for it.
Let's do it.
The high end on 91.5. could sound a little higher. It sounds like the music's great.
Should get a new singer then, right?
No, you sound pretty. You sound good. What I hear sounds good. I just want to hear it louder.
Do we need to turn down?
No. Maybe you guys go down a little. Yeah.
I'm like, no.
We like it loud.
Yeah, the music sounds awesome. But unfortunately, I think it needs to go down.
All right, let's play a song about a stalker stalking a stalker.
We're 91.5 WMFO in Medford, and we have the High End playing live at you.
This is our biggest crowd to date. Wives and girlfriends and
Brian.
And DJs. What do you have for us next? You want to introduce the band or what?
Yeah, man, we'll do a couple more tunes. Bruno Giordano on guitar one, Anthony Giordano on the bass, and Scott Sugarman on the drums, and Kurt Flozak on guitar two. And I'm Johnny.
Hi, Johnny. What are you going to do for us next?
We're going to do another new one that's going to be on our new record.
All right. Guys,
all right, we'll do one more and then listen to our
one more,
our canned stuff.
One more, and then we'll play something from your last album. Then we're gonna talk about your new album and play a couple from that.
That would be awesome.
All right,
this one's for you, man.
Thank you.
I'm a runaway.
Wow, they are the high end on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And I'm going to play a song from your last album while you guys get over here and get situated so you can talk a bit.
Yeah, man, let's do it.
What's this one called?
Looking for some kicks, if we get the right one.
Looking for some kicks?
Yeah.
I like the title. High end. Usually do better segues. But... Ah. Yeah, Ghost in the Machine.
That was us again.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is the high end. That was off their last album. And they just did an amazing set for us. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us. Wow.
And so what's going on, guys? Playing out a lot?
Playing out?
Playing tonight.
Got a new record?
What's going on tonight?
We're up at Kodo with Junkyard and Derailleur. Tonight.
All right.
North Shore, kid.
North Shores.
What venue?
Kodo in Salem.
Kodo, yep. I played there. Fun place. Get some sushi. Rock out.
Some noodles, exactly. Yeah, man.
Did you really get hit by a car?
Yeah, on the way here last week.
On foot?
No, I was in another car.
Oh, you were in the car.
Yeah. Like, you look pretty
good. Well, it was pretty funny because I went to the ER, you know, to just get checked out. And because were you wearing a seatbelt? I go, yeah, just because I know it's the law. But
yes, I was, officer.
But I wasn't. He goes, oh, that's good. You'd be all effed up if you weren't wearing a seatbelt. I'm like,
words of encouragement.
Wow.
Well, I don't know.
No effects? You're okay?
I'm okay. Well, my lower back kind of hurts. You might be looking at a lawyer.
That's right.
Yeah.
Call that guy on TV or whatever.
Something like, I got to figure something out.
I was going to say, he got hit by a car. I feel like I got dropped off by a plane by railroad tracks and got hit by a train. But that's for different reasons.
That's because you saw the train tracks out back.
Yeah. Or it might have been all the beer I drank last night.
Could have been. So you guys just recorded a new album, or
we're halfway
in the midst
done.
Of it.
Yeah, we're in the midst of it. Yeah, so we tracked what, seven tones?
Seven tunes.
Yeah,
five originals, two covers.
Yeah, and we're kind of mixing, I guess, at the moment.
Mixed down process.
Well, why don't we hear a couple from that? You brought it, right?
We did. Perfect. Man. We did.
So let's hope this works right.
And crank them up.
These are not mastered.
And this is One Day at a Time.
It is
by High End.
The struggle. All of us.
All right. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. That's brand spanking new. Hasn't been heard anywhere else. One day at a time from the high end. Anything to say about that, guys?
It's probably our most pop tune ever.
It's a bit of a... on the record, we're looking at it as like a dynamic shift a bit. You know, it's yeah. a bit different from our other stuff.
Yeah. It just happened to be one of the couple that were ready.
Yeah. In the context of the record, though, it works really cool because everything's pretty high energy, and then we bring it down a little bit.
Yeah. You kind of had a little reggae thing going
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, I mean, that comes from listening to Clash and Rocksteady. And,
right. Exactly. They were very into that.
I hear a lot of 70s pop, too, in that.
Totally,
like
man.
70s power pop.
It's a cornucopia of right. sound.
Yeah. Eddie and the Hot Rods.
Yeah.
I hear all that.
There you go.
All that stuff in there, yeah.
I'm going to play some Eddie and the Hot Rods.
There you go.
Definitely,
yeah,
man.
But we have one more from you guys.
That's right.
You want to tell us about this one?
This is a non-offensive tune. I need to disclose that right now.
Okay.
It's empathetic.
That's good to know.
It's yeah. well, actually... Topically, maybe not lyrically, but topically, it's one of my deeper lyrically written tunes. I've had some friends that have dealt with some sexual identity issues and
so that's what this is about.
Yeah, it's gone
identity riot.
Yeah, it's gone down. They've gone down a bad road and are no longer with us. And
man, like suicide and
stuff like that. Yeah, man.
I'm sorry.
I mean, but it's a positive tune in terms of. The way we feel about people who do have identity issues or
I just booked this guy.
It's positive,
he says he's gender queer. I had to look that up.
Yeah.
So many new words now.
I don't know all the terminology. Yeah.
But
trying, man, learning.
But the thing is, man, like some of the bands that influence us. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah.
I'm wearing the T-shirt.
Yeah. Right. Oh, New York Dolls.
I mean,
love them. Love them. Hey, happy 420, guys.
Yeah,
did,
exactly.
did I say that?
Yeah. April 20th.
That's right. It's the day to
exercise our rights as citizens.
Well, let's hear this song. Yeah. Identity Riot, brand new. No one else has heard this on 91.5 MFO. It's the high end.
My Ray Charles moment.
Right on.
Boys will be boys and girls.
Nice. Identity Riot, the high end.
Yeah.
Nobody else has heard it but you.
Even us.
Some of us, yeah.
Kurt heard it.
No, we heard the mix.
Well, hey, guys, thank you very much for coming in.
It was a pleasure.
It was a great set.
Yeah.
Love your new songs.
Yeah.
Have a great time, Salem, Kodo, tonight.
And let's play together in the fall, man. We got to definitely do that. We talked about that last time.
We got a new venue. Anthony, you want to talk about
the jungle?
In Rosendale Square. Oh. Square Root. We are anticipating our live entertainment license any minute from the city of Boston.
You are opening this up?
I already opened.
Really? You having bands there?
We've got acoustic acts right now, some comedy going on Wednesday, Thursday.
Oh, you don't want any thigh scrapers in there.
No, we want some thigh scrapers.
We do. All right, well, it's going to get a little more than acoustic.
Of course. Okay. Once we get our license, we'll be all set.
All right. Sounds good.
We played there. We played in the room.
What do you call it?
It's called the Square Root.
Square Root.
Yeah.
Sounds smart.
The room sounds good. We tried out the sound system before the place opened, and it fits us, so it should fit you guys.
Yeah.
It sounds killer.
We have a similar sound.
It's a glass-breaking room, man.
Yeah.
Steve Baudette at Sonicord Amps built the system in there. He's the guy who built amps for both Bruno and I, and he made the system in there. It sounds killer.
Yeah.
And my cabinet as well.
Oh, and the cabinet.
Yeah.
Speaking of our sound, I told you earlier I wrote a song about Shatter. I don't like playing. I feel like a jerk when I play my own songs on my own show.
Come on.
But somebody said it's in honor of 420, play Shatter.
Let's go.
That's what I was going to say. Like, it's Shatter as in, like, the weed Shatter?
Yes, that's what we're talking about. Listen to the lyrics. There's a little story involved.
Okay.
Cool. Let's play that.
Shatter, the Thigh Scrapers, MFO.
Awesome.
Shoulder.
us here live, 9 to 5, on Saturday, May 4th, for our first ever WMFO Live Music Day. Yes, tune in to 91.5 FM starting at 9 a.m. to hear the Cast Irons, Anthony Kaczynski, Peter Parsec, Danielle Moralia, Lisa Bastoni, 61 Ghosts, Lily Black, Will Daly, Flight of Fire, and Celebutante. They'll all be performing live on the air from Studio A and Studio D. Only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts, live, local, freeform, community radio.
Seducing teen girls online is easy. A lot of them feel so lonely and misunderstood. I don't even need to lie about my age. They're just glad they're talking to someone.
Someone older I can trust. They're more mature than the guys at my school and understand me better than other
teen girls are very trusting. You just have to tell them they're beautiful and special and you can wear down whatever suspicions they have.
Have an understanding of real love. It's not all about looks. They know that doesn't matter when you're totally in love.
Love is the final piece of the puzzle. They believe anything I tell them because
I don't see why you shouldn't meet someone you totally trust. I mean, if someone really cares about you, there's no danger in
meeting them. No matter how long it takes, is always the goal. Once I get them to meet me, well, that's when things get really interesting.
Online predators know what they're doing. Do you?
1 in 5 kids online is sexually solicited. Don't believe the type. Visit cybertipline.com to learn more. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
Remix of 4-track, take 15.
1, 2, 3, 4.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine.
Walk on
to come to my door, then we kissed a little more. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together, nearly every single day, singing. We're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay, singing. Together nearly every single day singing.
You walk the streets at night. taste in my mouth. It's desperation takes hold. Just like something so good, just can't function no more.
One more. I wonder if you can guess where it is.